You've got it tuned to the Midday Show on listener-powered KEXP. It's 90.3 FM in Seattle, online around the world at kexp.org, and super excited to have Benjamin Verdos live in studio today. Welcome.
Welcome to me, and welcome to you. Hello.
I have loved your solo album. You're super talented. You've got your finger in all kinds of pots, but I've been saying your name a lot on the air lately, and it made me wonder, am I pronouncing it correctly?
It's Dutch, and some of people say Verdos, like, and then some people say Verdus is like the Dutch way.
And what do you say?
Verdos.
All right, it's Benjamin Verdos live on KEXP.
Unknown fears are all around me. Right outside my door. I know the years are crashing down on me, but I wanted you to wait. Why do I try to do anything anymore? 'Cause I still don't have a reason to. I just don't have good reasons. Why do I try to do anything anymore? 'Cause we both know that I'll fall apart in the end. Unknown fears are flowing through my veins. Wrapped around my arms. I know years are slipping through my hands, but I wanted you to stay. Why do I try to say anything anymore? 'Cause I still don't have a reason to. I just don't have good reasons. Why do I try to say anything anymore? 'Cause we both know that I fall apart in the end. And oh, and you don't mind. And oh, and you don't mind. I see you. After you knew I wasn't gonna lie, wounded hearts I pulled apart.
After you
waited so long, after I saw you, after you knew I was gonna stop. Wounded hearts get pushed so far under the words, after the things that we said, after the pauses, after we knew what it really meant. Wounded hearts fall prey to the devil's charms. Ooh. under the layers. After your memories were blocked, I know you're getting along fine. I know you're getting along fine now. Wounded hearts fall straight into the devil's arms.
Wonderful. Benjamin Verdoz live on KEXP. And Benjamin, your album The Evil Eye came out in January, and it was such a lovely surprise, and for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's one of my favorite records that's come out so far this year. But also, you were in Mount St. Helens Vietnam Band, and I knew that had either gone on indefinite hiatus or come to an end. And then you started releasing these little two-song things with Nate from Buffalo Madonna from Mad Rad, Iska Daf, and we got one, then we got another couple songs, and I thought that was your new project. And then, boom, a full-length solo album shows up out of nowhere. I mean, goodness gracious, what have you been up to?
So, I guess around the time that I started writing with Nate, a little bit before that actually, Matt over there and I, Matt Badger, I started hanging out with him and showing some of my new ideas for songs to him, and he was super encouraging. And then I was going through a really, really tremendously difficult time in my life, and I had started to write a bunch of those things down. And anyway, I kind of was writing it for myself, but I always write all the time anyway. But then at a certain point, I just, I had enough for a record, and it felt like a good snapshot of those couple years of my life and the people around me, Matt and Sam and Melody and Johnny and Ifra said, you know, put this record out. So I did, and that's when it came to you.
It's such a beautiful sound and very different than Mount St. Helens Vietnam Band. I mean, little pieces of you are all over both of those records, but that's kind of fun. Did you know you wanted to take a little left turn in the sound of your music?
I think yeah. I mean, I always want to be growing. I think one thing is with Mount St. Helens, a lot of it was teaching tools and experimenting and for Marshall and just kind of pushing in a certain direction. With this record, it's kind of a very autobiographical, so it doesn't make a lot of sense to have a lot of things that block that. I kind of wanted it to feel like if people are connected with what my, experience was, that I wouldn't put anything unnecessarily complicated or too strange in there, I guess, with the exception of some of the other language stuff, but, you know.
You mentioned that Mount St. Helens was sort of a teaching project, and of course, Marshall, your brother, very, very young drummer, I think he was 13 mm-hmm. when he started drumming, and you kind of had a family band, a father figure mm-hmm. in that band. It must be nice to just play with some friends and have the band dynamic.
It's really nice. It's cool. It's kind of I did it backwards. I kind of did that long section of years with Mount St. Helens. And you know, I told Marshall if he finishes school and he wants to make another record, I'll make another record with him. It's kind of ongoing, you know. Marshall and I are, we'll always be brothers, so if he wants to do it, but yeah, with this project, it's I feel like I get to, be free a little bit to play with these wonderful people and, but by myself sometimes.
Well, as I said, it came out of nowhere for me. I'm sure not for all of you who were toiling away at this beautiful record. But is this sort of a project that will continue, you think?
Yeah. I mean, I've been working on another record, like starting, I started it a while ago. And then I've been working on a record actually for like 5 years about my father, who, it's a long story, we'll just say that. But anyway, I've been working on that.
You'll have to tell that to us when you come in and play the record
for
us.
So I got lots of stuff to work on, and then obviously Nate and I are busy, you know, playing every day, working on stuff, so.
Yes, Iska Daf, wonderful as well. Well, I couldn't be more delighted to have all of you, very talented musicians, here today. It's Benjamin Verdoz live on KEXP. How about another song?
All right. Thank you.
so do a mantle. My Calais sea on the higher, so do a mantle. Bishas way sukesa.
Benjamin Verdoz live on KEXP. The Evil Eye is the new album. And I hear you have a very special show at the Triple Door tomorrow night.
Yep. And I'm playing with the Seattle Rock Orchestra. And it's gonna be like kind of the vinyl release and like the big Seattle show like that we've been planning for a long time. When we started working on songs, I was like, if we finish this, if we put it out.
And have you been playing with the orchestra, or will it be just on site?
No, we played with them a couple times, and we played last night, and it was awesome. Oh. It was really beautiful. I'm looking forward to Hannah Ben from Pollins, and who else does Hannah do things for? She does arrangements for all sorts of folks in town. And Sam and her worked on doing the arrangements for the Seattle Rock Orchestra. So.
Sounds like it's going to be a beautiful show. That's tomorrow night at the Triple Door to celebrate the release of vinyl for The Evil Eye. And John Van Dusen of The Lonely Four is going to be opening that show. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks to our great studio engineer, Kevin Suggs, and this wonderful band. It's Benjamin Verdoz live on KEXP Seattle.